720 WGN at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We got a chance to talk with the head of media and marketing for Porsche North America, the one and only Tom Moore, to talk to us about Sports Car Together Fest. So let's talk a little bit about this. And maybe for the listeners that aren't familiar, of course they're familiar with Porsche, and it's a great place in the motorsports world and in racing, but to bring it here and the series itself and the enthusiasts, maybe a snapshot on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to be here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Porsche's been here with the IndyCar programs in the past, but, you know, those haven't quite reached the levels of Porsche motorsport success that we've reached around the world, with over 30,000 wins internationally in different sports car racing and other disciplines. But Porsche Sports Car Together Fest is our opportunity here at the Speedway just to introduce people to what two parts of what we do, and all of it is the Porsche family, kind of the Porsche culture, and a huge aspect of that is the Porsche One Makes and the Porsche Motorsport Pyramid, which is the way we bring drivers and teams and cars up through the ranks of Porsche all the way to the top level, which we'll celebrate here next year at the IMSA race with the Porsche 963.
That I've covered, you know, IMSA, been a hard card person for IMSA and Rolex 24, all that, we've covered it. Talk a little bit about the excitement for it, you know, being here and having the series come to Indy.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You know, we're all IndyCar fans. We're all Indy people. You can't be in motorsports and not be excited about coming to this place, right? And the opportunity to bring IMSA back here next year for, you know, one of our traditional 2-hour and 40-minute events, multi-class racing with the Porsche 911 GT3R, racing in the GTD Pro and GTD classes, and then with the brand-new Porsche 963 racing in the rebooted GTP class. So that's just going to be an awesome opportunity for people to come out here and enjoy the Speedway and enjoy sports car racing.
You say you got to be excited to be here. So let's talk about some of the feedback that you've gotten, not only from the drivers here, but also some of those great enthusiasts, right? You know, you have this car. It's great. It's cool to drive it absolutely anywhere. But what's been some of the feedback from the drivers to be here at Indy?
Yeah, you know, it's really cool because whether you are, we have drivers ranging, you know, up into their 60s and all the way down into their teens that are racing in our Porsche Carrera Cup, North America presented by Cayman Islands class or series this weekend, and to have that opportunity for them to come out here and enjoy the Speedway, they've all been ecstatic. No matter what your age is, you come here, you know the history of this event, you know the people that have won here on the oval, on the road course, and it just means so much to get to cross the yard of bricks for everybody.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Tom Moore. He's the president and CEO of Dark Horse Auto Sport, and we always say that there's no substitute, even though television does a great job when it comes to showing motorsports, there's no substitute for being there, right? And if you could be there behind the wheel, it's something special. Jeff Gordon here, so much success here, and of course, in racing in general. Having him here, right, we got a chance to talk with him, and his genuine excitement for being behind the wheel and experiencing these cars.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the key things about Porsche, is just the fact that no matter, I mean, here's a guy who's at the highest level. He's a Hall of Famer in NASCAR. He's a Hall of Famer in the International Motorsport Hall of Fame. So he gets a chance to race just to test a Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car, loves it so much that he wants one and realizes, hey, if I can't buy this car without racing it by rule. And so he committed to come here and race with Ray Evernham and the Hendrick Performance Group, and it's just an amazing thing. And he's, you know, had a big smile on his face, as you saw.
For the listeners, I mean, that's a testament to Porsche and what you guys are doing, right? This is a guy, all that success and probably access to lots of great sports cars, right? To have that impact, I think it's got to make you feel good, right? That, you know, this is a guy that's experienced it all. He's blown away.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an awesome feeling, especially considering this car is based on the GT3 road car. They're almost identical, with the exception of the safety features and some you know, track features. But it's almost identical to the 911 GT3 that sold for the street. So to make that leap, you know, and have him so excited about the car speaks of Porsche and the motorsport heritage that builds our brand.
Last thing, a little bit of a little shout out to the sponsors. You know, so much in racing, especially the sports cars and, you know, in different series is in exotic locations, Cayman Islands. Talk about that connection. Is this, I mean, are we going to be racing these guys on the island somewhere? Talk about how they got involved.
Yeah, actually, you know, the Cayman Islands was looking around for opportunities, and the Porsche customer is very much the customer of the Cayman Islands, you know, that the tourism board of the Cayman Islands is looking for. And so that demographic just linked up, and it was a perfect opportunity. And I can promise you, yeah, we've been pushing real hard to get a race down there, and we've, we're pushing real hard to get our awards banquet down there to get all of us. But right now, if you're a champion of one of our three classes, you get to go down there and enjoy it with a friend. So until we can convince them to take all of us down there, we'll let the champions enjoy it.
I'm sure. You know, in the negotiations for the sponsorship, there was a fact-finding mission down in the Cayman Islands in order to see if it was the right fit.
Yeah, you know what? We announced that. We made this deal during COVID. And so, unfortunately, we didn't get to go down there and test it out. But I keep arguing for the same thing.
Sports Car Together Fest, Tom. So as we let you go, for those people that want to get in on all the action, maybe see some of the things that are coming down the road, a website, where can they go?
Yeah, actually, you can go out and watch the Carrera Cup at Porsche Carrera Cup. .us, and you can visit Porsche, Porsche.us, and actually get a chance to learn more about the event as a whole, which is to draw the whole family out here. It's not just about the racing. We have a lot of activities, including you can come out and see the brand new Top Gun Maverick movie here tomorrow night on the big screen on the back of the Pagoda.
We'll have links at WGNRadio.com for that. Very, very last thing going forward, people see this, experience this, hear about this. What are other things that are down the road?
Well, down the road for us, the next event that we're all going to be headed to is Petit Le Mans, the season closer for the IMSA WeatherTech Championship, the Michelin Pilot Challenge, and for Carrera Cup North America. For Porsche, we have a lot of cool things coming up, including next year we will have our about every 3 or 4 years we have Rennsport Reunion, which draws motorsport fans of Porsche brand all from all over the world to WeatherTech Raceway Laguna Seca, and they can come out and plan a great 3 or 4 days of experiencing all of Porsche motorsport history.
Lots of fast, certainly lots of fun. Tom, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Absolutely. Enjoy it and appreciate you coming out and spending a little bit of Porsche Sports Car Together Fest time with us.